Welcome to TerryWilson3.com, the show committed to helping you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to TerryWilson3.com. Hope you are having a wonderful day today, and I hope you're going to have a wonderful week this coming week. I pray that everything you touch turns to absolute gold. But listen, if it doesn't, do not get discouraged. Do not give up, because there's one thing that I know is for sure. I'm a huge sports fan. I love baseball, basketball, football. I love golf. And there's not any sport that I can find. There's not any business that I've ever seen. There's not any area of life that I've ever seen where people won after they quit. You can't quit. You can't give up. You got to keep pushing forward. You know, the Apostle Paul says, I forget those things for behind me, and I keep pushing toward the higher goal, the higher purpose, the thing that you've been called to, the reason that you're here. I love what Mark Twain says, the two greatest times in a person's life is the day they were born and the day they discover why. You're here for a reason, and it's not just a season. You are here to make a difference, not only in your own life, but for your family and the people around you. That's why I love dealing with entrepreneurs. That's why I love dealing with people who are committed to making a dent in the universe. They're sick and tired of working for someone else's dreams, and they're ready to make their own dreams a reality. Today, I want to talk to you about being on the lookout to see your success come to fruition. See, there's things that you have to be on the lookout for. As an entrepreneur, your number one goal, your number one job, the thing that you have to do better than anything else. Listen, you can be okay at sales. You can be okay with technical stuff. You can be decent with processes. I mean, you can stink in one area or the other, but there's one area that you have got to get honed in on and developed, and it has to be a sharp, sharp skill set if you ever want to be successful, and that's this: seeing opportunity. Seeing things differently than other people, seeing things that people see one way, and in your mind being able to repurpose them, to leverage them, to be able to bring value to other people that no one else has thought of. I'm telling you, you've got to be on the lookout. You got to constantly be going, thinking, asking your questions in your mind, saying, how can I take this scenario, this situation, and make it something that would bring value to other people? Because that's the job of an entrepreneur. Forget selling, because listen, if you don't have that first, then you haven't got the product developed to sell. And that's one of the beautiful things that we offer at TerryWilson3.com. We give you a step-by-step roadmap, a business model that you can adopt. Number one, to join our business and help sell our marketing systems and our training and our software. Or you can take the very systems and strategies and softwares that we offer and grow your own business. Either way, you've got a platform. So you don't have to necessarily be, this be-all, end-all creative person. But that does not excuse the fact that you've got to be constantly on the lookout of how can I bring value to the marketplace? How can I see things differently? How can I see opportunity so that I can make a difference in other people's lives? Because let me explain where money comes from. Most people don't understand this. This is a principle I learned years ago. And as soon as I figured it out, man, I mean, my eyes were open. What brings value in the marketplace, in business, in the church, in the family, in anything you touch and do, the one thing that brings value, the common denominator of all of it, is it solves a problem. If you can solve a problem, you have immense value. The bigger the problem, the bigger the solution, the more value it has. So I'm telling you, constantly, you know, an entrepreneur doesn't run from problems, but they actually run to problems, and they start analyzing them. They start looking at them. They start seeing what caused them, what effects they have, who they affect, who sometimes brings that problem. And then they look at it from every single angle. And then they start, if they're a Christian like him, they start praying to the good Lord, give me an idea. Give me a concept. Give me an idea that I can come up with a solution to fix this problem, not only for myself if I'm having it, but for other people so that I can have value, bring value to the marketplace. So I want to give you a few things that, you know, honestly, you just got to be on the lookout for. I'm going to give you some sort of a heads up. Look out for this so that you will be able to see your success come to a reality. The first and foremost, and this is a huge, I don't care what business you're in. I don't care if you're in direct sales. I don't care if you're in some sort of network marketing or MLM. I don't care if you're in retail, restaurant. Your ability to grow, your personal growth, your income growth, the things that you want out of your business will not happen until you're on the lookout for number one, and that is, and don't get offended. I know it might be a little off color for this term that I'm going to use, but I use it for illustrative purposes. But that is mental midgets. Mental midgets will stunt your personal growth. Who are these mental midgets? These are people that are jaded on life. Been there, done, got done there, been there, done that, got the t-shirt, nothing works, nothing is good. You know, I used to be married and it didn't work out, so you shouldn't get married. You know, my wife was in a salon the other day. Young lady that she didn't know came in and said she's engaged, getting married. And another lady in the booth over was just goes into, you know, all men are the same, don't get married. I mean, just really discouraged this lady because this other lady had been married 4 times, nothing worked out. And all of a sudden, you know, the problem must be marriage. It must not be her. You know, that's in every walk of life, whether you're in business, personal stuff. All men are the same. All women are the same. Oh, I've tried this work from home business stuff. Nothing works. Well, not necessarily true. So avoid these type of people that want to speak into your destiny and dwarf your destiny with their short, small-mindedness. Hey, this is Terry. Just give a little pause for the calls here and thank our sponsors. You've heard me say it many times. Earners are learners, leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you have to grow the next level. And the way you do that is surrounding yourself with great content. And we give you really good content, free content from some of your favorite authors and writers, such as Tony Robbins, Gary Vaynerchuk, John Maxwell, you name it. They're over at terrywilson3.com/training. We have free audiobooks from Audibles. I've got training that I have done myself, and we have some training that's going to cost you as well, but we've got a lot of free stuff over there. So go to terrywilson3.com/training and get you some great resources to take your business, your money, your life to the next level.
Yes, Terry, this is Debbie Smart calling. I wanted to thank you for all your help since I became a franchise with your system. I have made 2 sales in a little over a week, and I've got like 2 to 3 people pending right now. So it's very, very exciting. I've never sold anything in my life. I work with people, but never sold anything in my life. You have spent so much time helping me, been so patient with me. It's unbelievable. Thank you very, very much.
And now, back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Thanks, Chris. So you got to be on the lookout for small-minded people. People that, you know, for one reason or the other, something in life has happened. They've gotten bitten. And now, they're just negative on life. You know, we love these people. We want to help these people. But you cannot allow these types of personalities speak into your destiny. They will bring you down. You know, when I first started working from home and doing my own thing, people looked at me like I was crazy. What is wrong with you? Why don't you go out and get a real job? Well, I didn't want a real job. I didn't want a 9-to-5 grind building someone else's goals and dreams. I wanted to build my own dreams, and I wanted to do it my way because I knew I had a certain skill set, talents that I wanted to leverage, and I never would be able to do that while I was in someone else's sandbox. And so had I allowed the prophets of doom and gloom, the Debbie Downers, if you will, tell me what I could and couldn't do, then I wouldn't be here today. And I'm not saying I've arrived at anything, but I can tell you this, I'm having the time of my life. I support a family of 7 people, 1 income, and we live a decent lifestyle. Get to go on vacation 4 months out of the year, typically, and just enjoy life. And I do it by bringing value to other people, helping other people realize their dreams. I'm not in any type of network marketing thing or MLM. I get accused of that a lot of times. People don't understand my business model because they just assume if someone is that jazzed up and jacked up on working and they're trying to help get other people to work, it's got to be something that has nothing to do with that. We have opportunities where people can work an hourly job if that's what they want. We have opportunities where people can get paid to simply do data entry from home on a computer. We have all different types of job opportunities. And why am I so jacked up on that? Why am I always talking about work and earning money? Because of my story, because of my passion, because I know what it's like to have something and it's stripped away because the economy just took a nosedive and it pulled me down, making life very difficult for a while. So it gave me a sense of purpose. And because of that, I have a huge passion for helping other people. If you genuinely, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, I want money, but they don't want an income. And there's a difference. I want money, but I don't want a job. Well, there's a difference. I don't offer, you know, this isn't welfare. This isn't a giveaway. But if people come and say, I genuinely want to make my life better, earn more money, have a higher income, realize my dreams, leverage my own time, then we have ways and different industries and different types of pay, you know, not involved in one particular company. I'm not here representing any company, but my coaching and consulting. But I'm telling you, you'll never realize your dreams. You'll never go to the level you were intended to go from the foundations of the world until you insulate yourselves from these Debbie Downers, these people that just want to say, well, I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt. There's no way but this. The only reality that is for you is the reality I live in. If you're around those types of people, you've got to insulate yourselves from them. Number two, be on the lookout for trends in the market. You know, there's things going on right now that as an entrepreneur, if you want to become an entrepreneur, you've got to understand that when you see these trends going on, how to leverage them, how to get out in front of them, how to glean traffic from them and cross-sell them. Maybe, for instance, Pokemon might not be your thing. Listen, I'm a 40-year-old guy. I don't know what Pokemon is. I had to have my wife explain it to me the other day. What is going on with all these crazy people in this? I read it all over social media and she had to explain it to me. Well, guess what? Tuesday, I've got a campaign coming out that's going to help me glean marketing traffic based on that trend in the market right now and cross-sell something else that I do offer that I'm going to be able to make money off of. And I'll be releasing that in a couple of weeks in a training that we have. By the way, if you want to come to one of my live trainings on a Monday night, you can go to terrywilson3.com/webinar, terrywilson3.com/webinar, and see that training, and I'll have the Pokemon example in that training, hopefully. So be on the lookout for trends. Number three, be on the lookout, as I said earlier, for problems you can solve. You can't solve world peace, maybe. You might not be able to solve, you know, the macroeconomic issues, but the experiences you have in the different areas of life, you have a story to tell, and you have understandings, and you have, you know, examples and illustrations in life that no one else has that you're going to be able to bring value to people. So if you're out there and you're an entrepreneur and say, Terry, I would really, really like to take my lifestyle, my earning potential to the next level. And I'm not in, you know, getting signed up to sign thrills, pills, lotions, and potions, calling all my friends, family, and foes. I want a legit job. Go to terrywilson3.com/start. terrywilson3.com/start. Fill out that quick survey. That's going to give me a little feedback of your personality, what your skill sets are, what your motivations are. And I'm going to make an honest recommendation to you. Here's what you can do and start making money today. It won't cost you anything. So go to terrywilson3.com/start. 90 degrees and freezing out here
on my own. I can't shake this feeling. Thank you for listening to our show today at terrywilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at terrywilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.